Chapter 12. Joy and Sorrow. Navigating the Highs and Lows of Life. When you understand the purpose of life, then you can deal and journey through the obstacles, the rejections, the stops and starts, highs and lows with a different lens, because you know that you're moving in what you're supposed to do. Aisha Hines. Life is a journey filled with moments of joy and sorrow, highs and lows that shape our experiences and understanding of the world. Joy is often seen as the ultimate goal, something everyone seeks in life. However, sorrow, though difficult, also plays a significant role in personal growth and resilience. Together, these emotions help us develop a deeper appreciation for life's complexities and the importance of balance. I still get very high and very low in life, daily, but I've finally accepted the fact that sensitive is just how I was made, that I don't have to hide it, and I don't have to fix it. I'm not broken. Glennon Melton. In many cultures, particularly in African societies, joy and sorrow are viewed as interconnected. The Yoruba proverb, "Ad nidera lo masai en yu," "It is only through suffering that joy is appreciated," speaks to the idea that the experience of sorrow enhances the value of joy. This chapter explores how joy and sorrow coexist and how individuals can find meaning in both emotions as they navigate the ups and downs of life. The experience of joy. Joy is more than just a fleeting emotion. It is a profound sense of contentment, fulfillment, and connection. It can be found in both small moments, like spending time with loved ones, and in larger life events, such as achieving a long-sought goal. Joy has the power to uplift the spirit, enhance relationships, and provide a sense of purpose. In many African cultures, joy is celebrated through communal gatherings, music, and dance. For example, in Nigeria, traditional festivals, such as the Ayo Festival in Lagos, are joyous events that bring communities together in celebration of culture, heritage, and spirituality. These communal expressions of joy reinforce the idea that happiness is not just an individual experience, but one shared with others, creating a deeper sense of belonging. The role of sorrow. While joy uplifts, sorrow teaches. Sorrow is an inevitable part of life, whether it arises from personal loss, disappointment, or collective grief. Yet, sorrow is not only a burden but also an opportunity for reflection, growth, and resilience. In times of sorrow, individuals often turn to their faith, families, and communities for support, finding strength in the shared human experience of suffering. Sorrow is particularly significant in African traditions, where communal mourning practices help individuals process grief. Among the Yoruba people, for instance, the practice of Ibra involves family members and community gathering to mourn the loss of a loved one together. This collective approach to sorrow emphasizes the idea that grief is not a solitary journey, but one that is shared with others for comfort and healing. Case Study 1. Joy in Yoruba Festivals. In Yoruba culture, joy is often expressed through vibrant festivals that celebrate life, culture, and the gods. One such festival is the Ayo Festival in Lagos, which honors the memory of departed leaders and celebrates the community's connection to its ancestors. During the festival, participants wear white robes and masks and dance through the streets in celebration. This joyful event serves not only as a celebration, but also as a reaffirmation of communal bonds. Through music, dance, and shared experiences, the festival brings joy to individuals and strengthens the collective spirit of the Yoruba people. The communal joy experience during such festivals reflects the idea that happiness is multiplied when shared. Case Study 2. Mourning and Healing in Rwanda. In contrast to joy, sorrow often takes the form of grief, especially in the wake of tragedy. Following the 1994 genocide in Rwanda, the country experienced a collective period of mourning. In response, Rwandans developed unique ways of processing grief and moving toward healing. The annual Kwibuka Remembrance Ceremony, held in April, honors the memory of the victims of the genocide while promoting national healing and unity. Communities gather to remember the past, support survivors, and work toward reconciliation. While the sorrow of the genocide remains, the collective process of mourning and remembrance helps individuals and the nation find a path toward healing. Balancing joy and sorrow. The coexistence of joy and sorrow is a natural part of human experience. While we often seek to avoid sorrow, It is through these moments of hardship that we gain perspective and grow emotionally. Joy, in turn, becomes more meaningful when we have experienced sorrow, as it allows us to fully appreciate the good moments in life. In African traditions, this balance is reflected in rituals and cultural practices that acknowledge both joy and sorrow. For example, in many African communities, funeral rites often include both mourning and celebration. While the loss of a loved one is sorrowful, the community also celebrates the person's life, achievements, and legacy, finding joy in the remembrance of their contributions. Joy and sorrow from a Christian perspective. In Christianity, joy and sorrow are viewed through the lens of faith, in God's purpose and plan for humanity. Both emotions play a significant role in the Christian journey, shaping the believer's relationship with God and others. The Bible teaches that joy is a gift from God, rooted not only in positive experiences, but also in the assurance of God's love and salvation. Sorrow, meanwhile, is seen as a natural part of life, but one that leads to spiritual growth, deeper faith, and eventual joy through God's grace. Joy in the Christian life. Christian joy is distinct from mere happiness or fleeting pleasure. It is rooted in the knowledge of God's presence and of salvation through Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul often speaks of joy in his letters, encouraging believers to rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4 verse 4. This joy is not dependent on external circumstances, but one sustained by a deep sense of peace and trust in God's promises. In John 15 verse 11, Jesus says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete." This verse highlights that true Christian joy is found in abiding in Christ and following His teachings. It is a joy that transcends worldly success or material gain, providing believers with a sense of purpose and fulfillment in their relationship with God. Additionally, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, as described in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23. As Christians grow in their faith and walk with the Spirit, they experience the joy that comes from living in alignment with God's will, even amidst trials and challenges. The role of sorrow in the Christian journey. Sorrow, while painful, is an essential part of the Christian journey. The Bible acknowledges that though life is full of suffering, it also offers comfort in knowing that God is present in the midst of it all. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Christians believe that in times of grief and loss, God provides comfort and strength. Christian theology also teaches that sorrow can lead to spiritual growth. James 1 verses 2 to 3 encourages believers to consider it pure joy when facing trials, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. This passage reminds Christians that sorrow and hardship are opportunities to deepen their faith and reliance on God. Moreover, sorrow in the Christian context is often linked to the concept of repentance. In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, Paul writes, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret." This type of sorrow is transformative, leading individuals to turn away from sin and toward a life of righteousness. The promise of joy after sorrow. One of the central messages of the Christian faith is the promise of joy after sorrow. This is most powerfully exemplified in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. After the sorrow of the crucifixion, which represented the ultimate sacrifice for humanity's sins, came the joy of the resurrection, symbolizing victory over death and the hope of eternal life. Jesus himself spoke of this pattern of sorrow, followed by joy in John 16 verses 20 to 22, where he told his disciples, "You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child is pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." For Christians, this cycle of sorrow turning into joy reflects the hope that is found in Christ. Whether experiencing personal loss, trials, or the weight of sin, believers are encouraged to hold onto the promise that joy will come, both in this life and in the life to come. Joy and sorrow in Christian community. In Christian communities, joy and sorrow are shared experiences, Romans 12 verse 15 calls believers to rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. This instruction underscores the importance of supporting one another through all seasons of life, reflecting the communal nature of the Christian faith. In times of sorrow, such as the loss of a loved one, the Christian community often gathers to offer comfort, prayer, and encouragement. Funerals, while occasions of mourning, also serve as moments to celebrate the life and faith of the deceased, reflecting the Christian belief in eternal life. Similarly, joyful events like baptisms and weddings are celebrated within the community, reinforcing the idea that joy is a gift from God that is meant to be shared. Bible verses on joy and sorrow. Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. James 1 verses 2 to 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 to 4. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. Romans 12 verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Quotes on joy and sorrow. The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Khalil Gibran. Joy and sorrow are inseparable. Together they come, and when one sits alone with you, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. Khalil Gibran. Out of difficulties grow miracles. Jean de La Bruyere. Sorrow prepares you for joy. It violently sweeps everything out of your house, so that new joy can find space to enter. Rumi. Discussion questions. 1. How do you find meaning in both joyful and sorrowful experiences in your life? 2. How does your understanding of joy in Christ differ from worldly happiness? 3. In what ways can joy and sorrow coexist, and how do they influence each other in shaping your perspective? 4. How does your faith or cultural background shape your understanding of joy and sorrow? 5. Can you recall a time when you experienced joy after a period of sorrow? How did that experience impact you? 6. How can communities support one another during times of both joy and sorrow? 7. How do you balance personal grief and joy with the Christian calling to rejoice with others and mourn with those who mourn? 8. In what ways does sorrow strengthen your faith and lead to a deeper sense of joy in God? Further reading. The Problem of Pain by C.S. Lewis explores the role of suffering and sorrow in the Christian faith. Surprised by Joy by C.S. Lewis, a reflection on joy and the deeper meaning of happiness in Christian life. A Grief Observed by C.S. Lewis, a personal account of navigating sorrow and grief through faith. The Cross of Christ by John Stott examines the significance of Christ's suffering and its connection to joy and salvation. When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Conclusion. Joy and sorrow are two sides of the same coin, shaping our experiences and providing us with opportunities for growth, connection, and reflection. While joy brings light and happiness, sorrow allows us to develop resilience and understanding. The ability to navigate both emotions, particularly within a communal context, reflects the depth of human experience and the importance of balance in life. In the Christian journey, joy and sorrow are deeply intertwined, shaping the believer's understanding of life, faith, and the human experience. Joy is not merely happiness or fleeting pleasure. It is a profound, abiding sense of fulfillment and peace that comes from a relationship with God and the assurance of salvation through Jesus Christ. Sorrow, on the other hand, though difficult and often painful, plays a critical role in personal growth, deepening one's faith and reliance on God's grace. The Christian perspective teaches that sorrow, while painful, is not without purpose. It refines the soul, builds perseverance, and ultimately brings believers closer to God. James 1 verses 2 to 4 encourages us to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. This profound passage reminds Christians that sorrow and hardship are opportunities to deepen their faith, develop spiritual resilience, and come to know God more intimately. In this way, sorrow is not the end of the journey, but part of the process that leads to spiritual wholeness. Moreover, sorrow often brings believers to a place of greater humility and dependence on God. In moments of profound grief or loss, when all else seems uncertain, it is God's presence that provides comfort and strength. Psalm 34 verse 18 reminds us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." It is in these times of brokenness that we come to realize that God's grace is sufficient for us, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9. Through sorrow, we gain a deeper awareness of God's sustaining love and His ability to bring peace even in the midst of turmoil. At the same time, joy remains a vital part of the Christian life, and it is the reward of faith. Joy, as described in Galatians 5 verse 22, is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, a gift that comes from living in alignment with God's will and experiencing His presence. Unlike worldly happiness, which is often temporary and dependent on external circumstances, Christian joy is rooted in the knowledge of God's love, His salvation, and His eternal promises. As the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 4 verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." This joy is not dependent on the absence of hardship, but on the unwavering confidence that God is in control and that His plans are ultimately for our good. The promise of joy after sorrow is one of the central messages of the Christian faith. This is most powerfully exemplified in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The sorrow of the crucifixion, where Jesus bore the weight of humanity's sin, was followed by the overwhelming joy of the resurrection, which signifies victory over death and the hope of eternal life. John 16 verses 20 to 22 reflects this truth when Jesus tells His disciples, "You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." This cycle of sorrow followed by joy is not just a historical event, but a pattern that Christians can experience throughout their lives, knowing that every season of grief will ultimately lead to a greater joy in Christ. For Christians, the experience of joy and sorrow is not an isolated, individual process. It is something that is shared within the community of faith. As Romans 12 verse 15 urges, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn." This reflects the importance of communal support in the Christian life. When one member of the body of Christ experiences sorrow, the entire community gathers to offer comfort, prayer, and encouragement. Likewise, moments of joy are shared and celebrated together, reinforcing the idea that the Christian journey is not meant to be walked alone. Whether in times of sorrow or joy, the community of believers serves as a source of strength, reminding one another of God's promises and providing a tangible expression of His love. In many ways, the balance of joy and sorrow reflects the Christian understanding of the already and not yet nature of God's kingdom. We live in a world where sorrow is present, where sin and suffering still exist, but we also live in the hope of the coming joy, the full realization of God's kingdom, where every tear will be wiped away, and there will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. Revelation 21 verse 4. This future joy gives believers the strength to endure present sorrows, knowing that God's ultimate plan is one of restoration and eternal joy. In conclusion, joy and sorrow are integral to the human experience and the Christian journey. While joy uplifts our spirits and fills us with gratitude, sorrow deepens our faith and draws us closer to God. Both emotions teach us valuable lessons about the nature of life, the importance of community, and the depth of God's love for us. As Christians, we are called to embrace both joy and sorrow with faith, trusting that God is present in the celebrations and the hardships, and that through His grace, even the deepest sorrow can lead to the greatest joy. The cross serves as a constant reminder that through Christ's sacrifice, sorrow can be transformed into everlasting joy. Let us, therefore, walk this journey together, sharing in each other's joys and offering comfort in times of sorrow, always keeping our eyes fixed on the eternal joy that is promised in Christ.